Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
L-P? But P don't mean nothing in your name.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I am out in Ashburn, Virginia, where it's quite windy. Brian is in the custom-controlled climate environment of the Navy Yard Studios. This is B. Mitch and Finley.
I have on a white beater and some workout shorts.
Listen, man, I dressed for the elements today.
Huh?
But I dressed for the elements today. I got jeans on and I got two jackets on.
All right, two jackets. What kind of jackets you have on?
Like a raincoat and then like a thicker, like a Gore-Tex, like kind of golf jacket.
And you're still cold.
Bro, it's windy as hell out here. But
I mean,
necessity being the mother of invention.
You have on Gore-Tex. Man, you should be fine with Gore-Tex on.
B, I'm sitting in the truck, and it's way better. We're figuring this thing out on the fly. And
I did 31 miles in that same wind yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, it was beating me up. But I don't think one time I thought I was cold. But I worked a lot harder than I wanted to. My legs today feel like I was doing the conditioning test for Mike Shanahan.
Like Albert Hainsworth doing the conditioning test?
That's how my legs feel today. But you know what? Good ride. But it was windy yesterday, and I kind of figured, you know, you got the hurricane coming up the coast and things.
That's what I'm wondering. You think this is hurricane wind?
It could be preceding it, but I don't know if we're dealing with their, because like as that whole thing begins to push, it pushes all types of stuff ahead of it. So it could be something from that was sitting down there. I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's been quite windy the last few days. But I'm doing all right. Here's my thing. I hate the cold. I'm a warm weather guy. And so when the first
here your whole life, basically.
Yeah, a couple stints in North Carolina, but more or less here.
You were in North Carolina for how many years of the 41 of your old life?
Probably about five as a kid, and then one as an adult.
36 years you've been here. Now, I've been up here for 32 years. And people assume, because I was in Louisiana 21 years, I'm supposed to love the heat. I cannot stand that humidity. But I'm cool with the winter here, because the winter here is nothing like when you get farther up north. And I will tell people over and over again, 30 degrees down south is way worse than 20 degrees up here. Because the humidity also gets you when it's cold.
I hear you. I think what kind of weather you like, I have a weird theory on this if you actually want to hear it before we get into Commanders Cowboys. I think the type of weather you like often depends on when you were born. So I'm born in early September, which is still summer, you know, like the vernal equinox that we discussed is not until the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm a summertime person. And I think that doesn't really add up for you because you're
I was about to dispel that myth. With
the autumnal
mind.
Equinox is in September. Vernal is in March.
I was born August 18th, and I do not like the hot-ass weather.
Well,
seriously.
Well, I don't think it depends where you're from then, because I am from here, and I like – give me swamp-ass D.C. in July over, you know, freezing rain D.C. in January every damn day. Yeah. I will take swamp ass over parkas every day. And I think what happens is when you get that first batch of cold air in the fall, like, you're just not ready for it. I'm just not ready for this. This is why I'm sitting in my truck by myself with two jackets on and I'm freezing.
But you know, I get to the point where I look forward to it because I'm outside all the time, and the thing about like cold weather, you can put stuff on, and as it warms up, you can take it off.
I'm wearing two jackets,
but there are some hot days out there. You could be butt naked and it's too damn hot. I'm being totally honest, bro. Some days
butt naked in cowboy boots.
Please don't do that. When it's so hot, sometimes like your skin just wants to say, "Look, bro, if you don't go inside, I'm gonna leave you out here by yourself." Because it's some days where it's just too hot, but cold,
I hear
you. Go inside, turn the heat on.
I hear you, but when it's too hot, you can go inside, turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah, but you say you love it.
Dude, give me the heat over the cold, period. That's my stance. My dad was born and raised in Glasgow in Scotland. It's just perpetually cold and wet up there. As soon as he was able to, he moved to the Caribbean.
What was your father's name, Jimmy?
What's that?
What's your father's name?
Jimmy. I mean, James. Same name as me.
Okay, so I want you to represent Mr. James Finley Sr.
He was junior,
but yeah. Junior. I want you to represent him by one day just embrace the cold, brother.
Brian, what I'm telling you is he left Scotland and moved to the Bahamas, and then he spent his last years in South Florida. He was done with the cold. I'm done with the cold.
All right, well, you're not going to South Florida, so you best get used to it.
I know. I'm just, like many other things, I'm just going to complain to you about it. But whatever, it's not that cold.
I basically sat there last night, and I basically told my wife, I said, you know what? People always try to go to certain places. I don't want to run from hurricanes. I don't want to deal with mudslides, fires, and damn earthquakes. I'm going to stay here because most things, when a hurricane gets to this point, it's just a little rain.
It's just some rain.
You know?
Yeah.
So I will stay right where I'm at. We had an earthquake how many years ago? I was on the golf course, I remember, and I couldn't get any more par. But it happens every blue moon. But I don't want to deal with something that I have to worry about every damn year, all the time. No. I'll stay here.
You're right, dude.
It gives me everything here.
I contend. So my sister lives out in Arizona. My mom always tells me that if I moved out there, I would miss the seasons. I don't think I would. I don't care if it's 115 degrees. I would like it. But I'm not going, right? Uh-huh. So my contention is that D.C., the D.C. area, has the worst weather in the continental United States. And here's why. Because we get, like, if you go further north, you go up to Boston or New York or something, they don't really get the extreme heat we get, or they don't get it for as prolonged, but they probably get a little bit worse winters. But if you go further south, it's hot as hell for a lot longer, but they don't really get the winters. We get the extreme heat and the bad winters, but to your point, B, I'll agree with you, we very rarely, or at least on the severity scale of certainly what we're seeing in Florida, and our hearts go out to everybody down in Florida right now. But even like the nor'easters or the snowstorms they get in New England or the earthquakes and the tornadoes you see out west, I mean, we rarely get the severity of the extreme weather that other parts of our country get.
It's not as hot here as it is down there. It's not as cold as it is, you know, up there. We get a little bit of it. The thing that people don't understand, winters in Louisiana, we go, oh, man, they don't get a lot of snow. They don't need snow because if it's snow, they shut down for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? So if it drops down to 20, 30 in Louisiana, pipes are bursting. You got all kind of stuff going on. You know, if it gets too hot up north, all the electricity shut down. We at least can handle everything as it comes here.
So I want to get into a conversation because I think this is starting to bug people locally with the Commanders' reluctance to go the veteran route when it comes to really free agency this past season or certainly like as they've had needs over the last month. Like there are – Anthony Barr was available, right? He's a linebacker that played for the Vikings for a long time. I believe he's made Pro Bowls. You know, Ron and Jack talked about the need at linebacker. They didn't go that route. And he ends up signing with the Cowboys. He made a big play the other night in their win on Monday night. There are a lot of examples where you could point to veterans of some level of accomplishment, right? Like veteran players that have a little bit of gravitas for what they've accomplished in their career being available and Washington, by and large, having no interest in them.
You know, the funny thing, when you were talking about that yesterday, I met Ron by being exactly what you're talking about.
I was a veteran of some accomplishment.
31-year-old guy who went up to Philadelphia. And, yes, I am one, just like the kid Diggs who said Seattle got rid of him because he would talk back and he would say things. I went to Philly, and I think my way helped enhance that team. Because I went up there to be who I was. I'm not trying to be your leader. I'm just going to play. But you know what happened after like 3 weeks? The guys started coming to me and asking me questions and saying what I should do and what should they do. So those guys can enhance your team unless you're afraid of somebody else having an opinion.
It's kind of funny. My father-in-law has this theory that whenever you have like a work thing and you go to play golf together, you never bring up the work thing. And over the course of a round of golf, it just kind of comes up and you can have like a regular organic conversation. And I believe that theory to be true. And it kind of corresponds to what you're saying about being a veteran. And I would add that those Eagles teams you landed on were quite good and could use a veteran presence. Maybe they don't think this team could use that. I don't know. But, you know, you don't have to offer advice or walk in trying to tell people what to do. It just kind of naturally occurs. And I think young people gravitate towards that, or players that know they're on a good team but see a guy with a Super Bowl ring kind of gravitate towards that. Because it's like, yo, this dude must know what it takes to get all the way to the top of that hill.
It goes like that sometimes.
So, even when you got here and you're talking, letting Ernest Biner kind of mentor you.
Yeah.
Like, Biner at that point had tremendous success in his NFL career.
Tons.
And was willing to talk to you, you know?
Yeah. I just think that it helps, man. I don't know how it hurts. Now, if the guy is an ass, you probably don't want him around because he's going to find something wrong with everything. But I don't know many people who are looking for a job that are complete asses all the way. But I think,
are we talking football players or just regular people? Because I know some.
I'm talking about football players. But what I'm saying is these guys can step in, and I've always believed in the person who's trying to tell me about how to do something, what to do. I at least need to know that you've reached a certain level. You know, don't start telling me how great things, if I do this, you're going to be great, when you've been in the same position and you ain't great yet. But if you've been there, I'm listening to everything you say. You know, I want to know somebody who's at least went down the path that I'm trying to go down. And those veteran players do that. Those veteran players, listen, a lot of times players believe in the veteran player more than they do the coach, and that troubles a lot of coaches. I don't know if it's like that over there, but it troubles a lot of coaches.
Well, it's a reasonable question to ask considering their hesitancy to bring in veterans. And let's add this, their hesitancy to bring in veterans that weren't with them before in Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's not strictly the case, but it's largely the case.
But see, that's the thing about familiarity. They know how you think, so you feel they're going to go along whatever you say.
Now, I want to get into that specific to the Ravens, but I wanted to ask a quick question, and I'd like to ask this of the whole room. We did our power rankings yesterday, and we go with NFL.com every week because we like to think they're the least hot takey and it's the most realistic and objective. The NFL.com power rankings have the Commanders 30th out of 32 teams, only ahead of the Jets and the Texans. B, it's a quick two-parter, I suppose. Is that too critical of the Commanders? And if we think it is too critical, are we too close to the situation and not looking at this the way the rest of the league is?
I don't think it's too critical. I think we came into this season with a bunch of questions, as did a lot of people that are national. Okay? They started off the season right around, 22, I think it was?
Yep.
And then they dropped to 25, 27. Now they're at 30. All right? So, for me, you were at 22, and we all thought that was right about the right place to put them. We didn't think they were top 15 when you go through everything. Now, we did have hope in Carson. We had a lot of hope in the defense possibly bouncing back. We saw three outstanding receivers that we believed in, and now we've seen them play so far, and they do look outstanding. We didn't anticipate injuries to the offensive line, injuries to the defensive line, that the fact that the depth was going to hurt them as it has. You know, we didn't see the fact that we went into the season expecting Jamin Davis to have to step up, and then we realized that we really don't have a good linebacker. Then we didn't notice that we were going to start having some subpar play from our backfield. So we have problems on defense at three levels. On offense now, we have a problem with the quarterback and the offensive line working together. Let's say it like that. The receivers still show you some greatness. Antonio Gibson has done some good things and held on to the ball for 3 weeks. And, yes, sir, we're applauding that. But as you said, Chris Rock said, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Now,
I take care of my kids. But you're supposed to take care of your kids.
When we see all of this stuff, a lot of us in this area, we were praising and we don't want to look bad, so we got to fight for it. The other people don't really care. They don't have to see one way or the other. What they've saw is that what we thought, we're not right now. It may come back later in the year, but at this point, the excitement we had going into the season, you can't tell me they've lived up to it.
Jeff Walker, it may not be in yet. I know he had the doctor's appointment for the hand that he broke, not in a fist fight. Landfill, is 30th too harsh, or are we kind of too close to it to recognize the reality and the severity of the issues?
I don't think 30th is too harsh. You know, for me, it's not just the fact that they lost the last two games. It's the way that they lost them. The first halves of the last 2 weeks have kind of reminded me of when one of those college football powerhouses, pays some FCS school to just come lose by 58 points to them at home. And that's what the first half of the last 2 weeks looked like. You're not a good
Georgia
team.
Georgia hosts Presbyterian College.
I love how Middle Tennessee say Miami paid us $1.5 million, and they average 1.5 yards a carry.
You know, if you're out there looking like Western Carolina playing Alabama, you're not a good team. Period.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, the combined scores of the last two first halves, losses to the Lions and a loss to the Eagles, I mean, 46-0 at halftime. And now you're going to Dallas this week, where last year when you played down there, it was 42-7 at halftime. Mm-hmm. I believe this team is better than 30th in the NFL. But I do believe that through 3 weeks, there's not really a metric you can point to that backs it up. I'm just going on.
Okay, where were they when they ended the season last year, JP?
In like power rankings, I don't know where they would have ended up. They ended up 7-10. And I mean, if you just think about the draft pick, they were originally slated to pick 11, and then they traded back, I think, to 16. I don't have my computer in front of me because I'm sitting in a truck, but I think if you look at just the draft results, and some of that's tiebreakers, but if you picked 11th, means you're what, about the 20th best team in the 22nd. League, 21st?
Yeah, 21st, yeah, exactly. 22nd, around there. So I asked you this question. If they were picked, but where they picked doesn't necessarily mean where they truly are. And if you look at the offensive line last year compared to this year, was offensive line?
I think that's the biggest area you can point to that's had a
But that's the question.
Real regression.
Is the offensive line better?
No.
Last year than this year?
A lot of people last year that were calling in complaining about Brandon Scherff making too much money and maybe missing a couple blocks, I don't think they've watched much Trey Turner this year if they're not calling in to complain about that.
Defense, do they have enough depth on defense right now?
No. Defensive line? They've lost depth. And I recognize that people were upset that they didn't call up Danny Johnson, who has some experience, and instead went with Wild Goose. I'm not mad about that. They tried to give a kid that they like a chance because we've seen a lot from Danny, but there's a reason he's been cut by this team a bunch of times and nobody else has picked him up too. So it didn't go great with Wild Goose on the field, but I'm not entirely convinced that it would have gone great with Danny or Corn Elder on the field either. I'm okay with giving a young player a chance in that situation.
I understand, but I'm just trying.
Is losing one corner and being in a situation where you're playing either a guy off your practice squad or a guy that you just picked up off somebody else's practice squad.
How can you truly fight for them being much better than 30th with what has transpired based off of what you saw last year?
You're right, B. I mean, well, you know what? What one argument would have been is they improved at the quarterback position. But now we're through three games – and we've seen what is pretty much one of the worst quarterbacking performances we've seen in this city in a while in that week three loss to the Eagles. And you've got a guy that, yes, they can move the ball. They're capable of explosive plays. He's got 7 touchdowns through 3 games. But he's also got 5 turnovers through 3 games.
Yeah.
And they've surrendered the most sacks in the NFL. And I'm not putting all the sacks on the O-line. So, I mean, the only place you're definitively better is wideout.
Yep.
Definitively. And I think... And we're kind of all operating under this assumption that I'm not sure is accurate, but I think they're going to be better at running back, assuming Brian Robinson gets back on the field and there's no ill effects from the shooting.
Yeah.
Right? And outside of that, where are you better? Linebacker, you're the same. DBs, maybe you're better with Forrest, but I don't know what you've got in your corners. D-line, you can't tell me you're better. You drafted a kid in the second round that is injured, and you lost depth pieces, and Chase Young isn't playing. We're going to keep this going. I want to juxtapose it with what happened north on 95 with the boys in purple as they add a veteran to help them win now. Do not go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the world. Talk to my guy Chris Kerwin, NBC4 Photog. I asked him, does it feel like the Commanders are the third worst team in the NFL? He looked me dead in the eye and he said, yeah.
It's like, you know what happens, though? It's like when you're so close to something, not only do you not want to see it, you've seen some of the good things and you remember it from even OTAs and training camp and things, and you're as close as anybody else out there. You know, you and I, we're both close, but I have a different vantage point as you do, and you're there more than me. So, you know, and like I try, people always say, why y'all don't ask this question, that question? I say, you still have to manage a relationship when you're dealing with people, even though you you have to ask them questions. You can't just make it seem like you're 100% just pooping on them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So ultimately,
can't be pooping on everybody.
Yeah, so ultimately, like, I look at things based off of my experiences with it. And a lot of people look at it on their experience, and your experience may be a total different than mine. Like, we could see the exact same thing, and I could pick up something that you probably don't even look for. You know what I'm saying? And they could tell you something, so you go based off what they told you, because you may see it. They don't tell me. So if they don't tell me something, I don't exactly know what their mindset is. All I know, if I can look at a play and I see it again and I can call it, I know if a team that's been studying it all week, they can call it. I know if I look at a play and I watch a lineman get ran over, I don't care what you're trying to do. I don't care what your scheme is. I know that's not what you were trying to do.
So I want to juxtapose something. Oh, Ben Standing is a damn hero. He just showed up with a big old bucket of chocolate chip cookies. Thank you, Benny. I'm taking two. One's for B. Mitch.
198.
Dude, I haven't been able to work out this week. I'm having this, like, incredibly weird pain in my leg.
It's called lack
anyway,
of doing stuff.
It might be. Oh, good. The wind's kicking back up. So I want to have a discussion here. And we often reference the Ravens as, like, I mean, the organizations, it's hard to look at the two geographically so close. I mean,
yeah.
Landover, FedEx Field to M&T Stadium, I bet it's certainly less than 40 miles. I bet it's about 30 miles.
FedEx Field Google to Landover is way less than 40.
FedEx Field to Ravens Stadium, I'm saying.
Yeah, FedEx to Ravens, yeah, it's way less than 40 miles.
Okay, maybe it's 30. It could take 2 hours, but that's a result of the ridiculous traffic in our region. But, I mean, more and more, let's be real about this, more and more kind of northern Maryland, D.C. suburbs, like you get up towards Frederick and Howard County and out in Annapolis. But, dude, even like Germantown and like the top of PG County, like Upper Marlboro, like, more and more people are becoming Ravens fans, and it's not because they prefer purple to burgundy. It's because the Ravens win. And, I mean, in modern football, I don't know that any one personnel evaluator has drafted as many Hall of Famers as Ozzie Newsome, because he's got two in already in Ray and Ed. I think Suggs will get in eventually. And I
Ogden.
Believe Ogden. Was Ozzie? Yeah, it had to be Ozzie. Ogden. I think eventually Suggs gets in. I think eventually Lamar gets in, or he's certainly on a track to get in. So, I mean, that's a pretty wildly impressive resume. But regardless, like, the Ravens win, and they win consistently. And we talked about this earlier in the week. What is the Commanders' identity? I think right now they don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to play Dallas, which – their identity is rushing the passer. And, you know, maybe when Dak comes back, they'll get back to that high-flying offense. I'm not sure. They want to run the ball all the time. Who knows what they're trying to do? Their identity is rushing the passer. Now, the Ravens' identity is fierce, tough-nosed football, largely disciplined, but they're willing to try things. They do things their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And they just signed Jason Pierre-Paul, who's a veteran pass rusher.
Even though he knocked his finger off with a firecracker.
Sure. But, B, you know what he's got?
Ability.
Super Bowl rings.
And experience.
And ability.
Yeah.
Right. All those things. All those things. So they're willing to add him to what they believe is already a good team. And why? Let's hear what John Harbaugh has to say.
Sure. Yeah, he looked good today. We didn't take. He took a number of reps. I don't think he took every rep, but he took as many reps out there as we had for him. And he looked good. We'll see the tape. The process is to get him out there as fast as we can. So we'll shoot for this week. We'll see if we can do it. If we can't do it, then it'll be next week or whenever we can do it. So that's kind of we're going to try to do as quickly as we can.
But you know, based off what he said right there, is veteran player. We're gonna get him out there as fast as we can. And what's the one thing about a veteran player you don't have to do? Teach him how to play pro football. You know what I'm saying? Like, also, a veteran player may have something that some coaches don't want to deal with. He may question what you're trying to get him to do because he know what works. You know what I'm saying? He knows what works. But John is trying to get him on the field because John knows once that dude step on the field, they could have taught him something all week. He will figure out what works. Just like I said, I used to tell my coach, I say, Coach Jackson, based off of the stuff you said before, you the coach from Monday to Saturday. Sunday, I'll be the coach. Because I'm going to do what works. Now, I'm not going to go out of the framework of the offense, but I'm not going to overdo a concept or a scheme and get in trouble based off of how you want me to do it. I'm going to do it how it works. I'm going to try what you say, but then I'm going to cut it off if I have to. And I think Pierre Paul and some of the great ones and some of the veteran players will do the exact same thing and make it work.
And you know what happens sometimes, B? Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Late in his career, I believe, and Landini, maybe you can look this up, I'm pretty sure, didn't Belichick sign Chad Ochocinco late in his career?
Yeah. But Ochocinco was always a little weird. He was always a weirdo. And he did stuff his own way even when he was young.
But he was kind of washed at that point. So what did Belichick do? He moved on, but he tried it.
He tried it,
Hell, how many – and this is a different route here, but Josh Gordon is immensely talented, but I think at this point we can all kind of say he's got a drug problem or he continues to have
– We could have been said that.
He's got substance abuse.
But the thing of it is like –
teams keep trying it.
Yeah, those guys, though, they come with a negative track record. Pierre Paul, he had a firecracker incident, but he's rushed passes and got the Super Bowl after that.
Anthony Barr has no reputation outside of being a linebacker. And this team needed a linebacker, and there was no interest. I know there was a report that the Cowboys and the Commanders were looking at him. I asked around, and they were like, nah, it's just Dallas. And maybe some of it is you don't think you're ready to win yet. But if you're not ready to win yet,
for two years and something that the third year is when you start. So why wouldn't you be ready to win yet? I think you're ready to win whenever you may not feel you have the players, but if those guys start producing at the level you think or you feel they should, you're ready to win then. You don't have to wait until, now I think I got the right players in place. No, whenever it starts to work, you go with it. And you know how it begins to work quicker? When you have better players at every position, it works even quicker then.
Yeah, I mean, when Ron took over this program in early 2020, he was walking into a team largely bereft of talent with some wild issues, wild draft picks. And he wanted to rebuild it the right way. And I think at that point in time, everybody was so sick and tired of Bruce and everything that had been going on that there was a willingness to buy into that. There are plenty of coaches that walk into bad situations and are like, we're going to win now because that's what I'm here to do. Like, we're not here to – this ain't a slow burn league. This is a kerosene flame situation. And it doesn't always work, but plenty of people just try it that route. And talent matters, and I don't know that there was much when Ron walked in, but I don't know how much there is now, 3 years later. And they spent some money in free agency. They've had a few drafts. I don't know. I think people are calling in. We haven't really asked for callers, but maybe we'll squeeze some in. We got Sam Fortier joining us in a few minutes here live at the truck. But we talk about the Ravens and how they operate and how consistently they perform at a high level.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bubich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, Lord.
What?
You always saying you're 41 and you're old.
41, old.
And I'm always, like, telling you to stop saying that. And I'm starting to realize it's just the generation that you were born in. Because I just walked outside, and I kind of went into, like, a two-point stance, like I'm going to try and block Drab. He said, Bubich, hold, wait. I pulled my hamstring stretching this morning. and he's 40. So 40, 41, y'all about to say, how do you pull your hamstring stretching?
I didn't pull my hamstring stretching.
The only thing worse than him, I think it was it Blue Shorts or was it the other guy I used to work when I was here on the Saturdays who couldn't touch his toes? He got to his knees and he couldn't get no more than 2 inches below his knees. And I tried to push his back down and he said I almost ripped his hamstring.
I'm not sure who that was, but it definitely sounds like that could have been Blue Shorts. There's been a lot of people here.
Blue Shorts is not exactly a paragon of athletic virtue.
The kid that used to always come in and he could tell he just came out. That wasn't Blue Shorts. What's his name was? He used to be always, like, just had a – he tied one on the night before. It was on Saturday, so I used to buy chicken every Saturday.
Harrison?
Harris, bam!
I mean, B, that's a deep cut. I think that was like 15 years ago.
But he was in his 20s. The dude was young, but he could not go but 2 inches below his knee. I don't understand these people. I could touch my toes anytime, all the time. But it's like, I'm 54.
You're a pro athlete.
Dude, JP.
The rest of us are
I am so
donks.
Sick of people saying I'm a pro athlete. I haven't played pro football in 19 damn years. So I'm probably way beyond. I'm on the other side of trying to be in shape. But I could touch my damn toes.
But you ride a bike for 25 miles a day for fun.
Well, that hurts.
That's sick.
Though. It's pain.
All right, hold on. Both of you, hold on. B-Mitch, stop bragging. The rest of us, stop complaining. There is a surprise guest just pulled up to the parking lot here in Ashburn. I'm going to let both of you guess.
Well, when we hear him talk, we can tell you.
You got to guess before he talks, dude.
It's Ahmet.
It is not Ahmet. Okay. Landfill's out.
It's Kedrick Golston.
It is not Kedrick Golston. Now you can just say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hold on, let me get the mic up.
Hello.
Who the hell
can
is
you
that?
Hear him?
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
Say how are you?
How are you?
I mean, say hold the mic closer to your mouth.
Man, just tell us who the hell it is.
Say real or fake.
Real or fake?
Oh, it's
I'm
Cody
in Ashburn.
Cody Betts in the building. Well, I guess not really the building.
Cody, you're trying to be Pete for a little bit, but I'm like, that's not a surprise guess. I'm not going to say Pete.
No, that's too dorky for me.
What prompted a tech executive like yourself to pull up to the parking lot and see the truck?
Work from home days.
Work from home days. You better hope the actual tech executives aren't listening.
Hope they're not listening. They're like, oh, he's not at home.
Well, just don't use my government name while I'm out here.
Cody, it's good to see you, buddy. Let me ask you this. We do power rankings every week, NFL.com. They have the Commanders as the third worst team in the NFL. Does that land with you?
I mean, that's pretty high.
You have them lower?
I mean, who's worse?
The Texans and the Jets, I think, are worse. I think the Bears are worse.
But if the Jets beat the Steelers this weekend, where do you put the Commanders?
Yeah, but if the Commanders beat the Cowboys this weekend, where do you put the Commanders? I mean, that's a...
Okay, fair.
That's a big if. What have you been up to? It looks like you're not lifting as much weights. You look
whoa. Don't put that out there.
B-Mitch, he looks like he's lost weight, dude.
Is he a little soft around the waist?
Let me feel you, sir.
This is weird. This is weird.
Something you look a little fatter, there, dude. Man.
Have you gotten fatter?
I've been traveling a lot. So
I'm
like you in mid-season form.
Will you at least tell these guys that it's cold out here?
No, it's perfectly fine.
No, it's windy at least.
I actually put on a jacket or whatever because he said it was cold. I'm overheating right now.
JP, it's cold out here.
We're starting to realize, dude, you softest cotton candy.
One thing I remember about Cody, though, is he's a complete maniac, and he thinks that anything above, like, 55 is
That's
is
what I'm
hot.
Talking about, Cody. Yeah, be That's a real true. man.
What do you know? B-Mitch supporting the maniacs. coming up next, we got Sam Fortier from the Washington Post joining us. Sammy wrote a really good story about FedEx, but I also just want to talk to him about what he's seeing with this team. Code Mode, give us one lock this weekend. What do you like?
I'm going to have at least 5 screwdrivers. Oh, you meant football. Oh, I don't pay attention to that.
Code, you still drinking those damn screwdrivers, man?
All the time.
Why don't you get like a – You haven't evolved from screwdrivers?
Any drink that you
had Long
just,
Islands, but
any drink you can down in like 5 seconds is too sweet for you. You need to get something a little stronger.
Do you go to the dentist? The amount of sugar intake is just through the roof, dude.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Life as a tech executive must be nice. He can just buy new teeth. He doesn't have to worry about that stuff. Quick break here. Sam Fortier, Washington Post, joins us next.
All right, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.